All right, I'm going to give you guys a scenario. Okay. This is one of those things. Let's say you are walking down the street and somebody puts a sack over your head and they kidnap you. And when you wake up, you get a gun pointed at you. And they go, sing every lyric to one song or we kill you. It's like the worst karaoke you've ever heard. Or worst karaoke situation you've ever been in. What song do you sing?
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Do you know all the words to that song?
Yeah, do you know all the words?
Definitely. I fucking love that song.
I believe him.
This is a little embarrassing. I tried to communicate. I tried to relate. And all I want to do is escape and vanish into fantasies. I ventured out of the galaxies into the outer regions where folks believe in so much, much, much bigger than the demons. It's a snippet
of
John Rubin, The Boy and the Cynic.
Okay. All right.
The Boy and the Cynic. That's a fucking song name.
It's an old song. When did that album come out? That album came out 2005.
That was a five. Wow, that was a very good year for music. That entire like mid to late 2000s was a good year.
By the way, any DPS members who doubt my ability, by the way, just point a gun at my head and I will recite the entire song.
It's an invitation, everybody.
Yeah, it basically is.
Then they'll find out how big John is and be like, maybe I won't try to kidnap him.
I'm a very large man.
I would sing, man, I could do a number. Kali Ma by Neck Deep. That's what I would sing.
Oh, correction. The song is called the song is called Nuisance.
Oh.
The album is The Boy Versus the Cynic.
Oh.
Get shit on, Kelly.
That's me. No, it's not you, Kel.
Yeah, so I don't know. Would they pull the trigger because they were like, sorry, you got the name wrong?
I mean,
no,
it is in the song.
Oh, okay. So
maybe they would.
So maybe at the
end
of it,
I guess I'm dead.
Maybe at the end of it, you would say, and that's
yeah. But you would remember by that first.
Yeah.
I sing first, then title later. That's a good strategy. Thanks, Shay.
Yeah. I got you.
You just saved a life.
It saved your life in this hypothetical.
I can also probably keep it easy on myself and just sing like some Disney songs, like
yeah,
a whole new world or something.
I'll say
accept you're welcome.
Oh god, easy one. I'll just say Around the World by Daft Punk. All it is Around the World 144.
I was gonna
times.
Say yeah.
I'll make it easy on myself.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's the rule. Like, I'm not even a fan of really Daft Punk that much, but I'm like. Okay, I at least knew the lyrics.
Yeah, right.
That's fine. I'm not the one to accidentally screw it up because I'm like, I like Bohemian Rhapsody. I like that song. But I always, even though I've listened to that song so many goddamn times, there's two parts of that song that I accidentally flub every time. I'm like, God, like it's infuriating. But that one, I'm like, you know, safe bet. Boom, there you go.
I always go for, if it's like a karaoke, I always go for The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Because classic song
you're
to sing.
Mr. Brightside?
Yeah, Mr. Brightside. Classic song to sing, very good song. And it's the same lyric twice. It's just a repeat of the whole song. So I'm just like, yeah, you get the first half of it, you get the second half easy.
There you go.
So with a gun pointed in my head, coming out of my cage and I've been but yeah,
I might just die because I don't do karaoke, so I might just go ahead and whatever, kill me.
God, you're not fucking fun, are you?
Kelly's like, I wanted to go before my friends anyways.
I wanted to die before singing anyways. It's okay.
Kelly's tied up and he goes, wait, am I the first?
Right?
They go, the first.
Kelly died like he lived, refusing karaoke no matter what the stakes.
So you are already committed to not participating in your company's annual karaoke then?
Yeah, Rebecca will do karaoke. She loves it.
I was going to say, yeah, she would do that. You would get out there and dance, though, like with the... Like whatever. Yes, no?
I'll do a little.
I think Kelly will dance when hell freezes over.
I don't think Kelly danced at my wedding.
I dance a little. I'll dance a little bit. I danced at the last wedding I went to.
Notice how he specifically avoided talking about whether or not he danced at my wedding.
At my wedding, I looked out to see if anyone was dancing. If it was Kelly, I was going to have to kill him.
You would have been like, that's not Kelly. That's
an alien skinwalker. I got to take him out. 360 no scope from the back of the church and just take him out.
I like to live in a world where people don't shame people for not wanting to dance.
You know what? That's entirely reasonable, but it's also not funny. So,
also, this is just going to make me just go up and like dance all over Kelly, like the next time that we're at a wedding or something like that.
Dance all over,
oh yeah, dude.
Kelly?
Oh yeah,
all right, all over it.
I've also
when our niece gets born, I'm going to be all over Kelly.
I've also become totally okay with just like not standing around watching people dance. I just like go do other shit.
Do something. Yeah, the funny thing is, I'm making fun of Kelly right now. I'm absolutely in his camp. I don't dance. I don't want to watch people dance.
I'm the same exact way at weddings. So like, just at least have a bonfire nearby that I could just go over there while everyone else can, you know, dance to cha cha. Like the 80th time in a row.
Yeah, that,
I mean, I've catered so many weddings at a certain point in my life that I'm like, oh, what songs usually pop up?
Let's
the cha cha slide every
the chicken dance.
Let's hang out in Sorrento where everybody's smoking weed.
That's always a fun one. You just look over a big group of people. Oh.
Man, a lot of people are coming out of that car. Oh, yeah. It's smoking too.
If I actually drink a lot, I might dance and have fun, but I have to drink so much.
All right, how much until you sing karaoke?
No,
I don't think that limit exists. Happen.
Hang it.
Yeah, you know, in mathematics, DNE does not exist.
Oh yeah, it doesn't.
You know what they say? Upper bound does not exist. Sophie's on a vacation far away.
I don't know. I feel like if we got a good song that was in our range, I feel like maybe we could get one of those.
Fun fact, actually is in my range.
And, well, I know plenty of songs in my range, but I still wouldn't do
karaoke. I don't know. Karaoke is one of those fun things where it's like, even if you're like super bad at it, like, because there are people that get up there at like bars that do karaoke, and people are just like, wow, they're not really good at that, but they're really loving the song. Like, I would love to, you know how like in Japan, like they all go, like going to karaoke bars is like a very normal thing. They do it with like coworkers and stuff like that. And I'm like, I would love that. I would love it so much.
See, that's where me and you are different, because I would not. Like, oh, you want to go karaoke? Like, no, I'm going home.
Funny enough, the song that I chose, Kali Ma, the singer of Neck Deep sings way higher than I sing, so it would be a terrible karaoke song.
It'd have to hit the falsetto pretty hard to get up there. It's like whenever I sing "The Darkness," I believe in a thing called love. Gotta go like way high up there.
so many punk bands, it's all the nasally higher pitched singers. That's why I always like Mark from Blink 182.
Yes, yeah,
that's where I am.
I love
can't
the
sing
Mark
Tom's
songs.
Part, but I can sing Mark's part.
Yeah, Tom's is definitely more iconic because don't waste your time. it's just so ingrained in my elder emo head now. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, that's a song I could probably sing.
Elder emo.
Yeah, because we all grew up. emo is a band for another day, because I could talk about that entire generation for a long time. I was in it. I was living it. Well, maybe this episode you guys are going to make these bandits sing for you as you lay the smackdown on them. Last time you guys had a little bit of an issue with this little funnel that they had in between these two rooms. And we were talking after the last episode, after we stopped recording, that they were focusing Benson pretty hard. So I want to check.
I don't remember that actually.
Because we were talking about how like you just had such bad luck because your shield got knocked out of your hand and they just kept hitting you so many natural 20s.
I think three it had something 20s. To do with the memory loss of my dick being kicked about 18 times. Yeah.
But I do want to zero in on Benson here. With the Scarlet Triad Bruiser changing tactics since the other one died, he took a step back in order to kind of like create a barrier. Here on the outside of this hallway, how is Benson feeling in this moment? Like, where's your health at? Where's his headspace at?
Oh, Benson is very low.
Okay,
he is very low. He has potions in his pocket. I don't know if he has the actions to use all of them.
Okay,
but I will say this. This is nowhere near to the deepest water Benson's ever tread.
Okay. All right. All right. I mean, Benson has gone down before, so, you know.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. No. Not even close.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll find out on Benson's turn.
I got you. How's everyone else? So, Grimshaw, you've been watching Benson get hit this whole time, and like I said, they've been focusing him because they're using tactics. They're focusing all of their efforts on one guy to try to just like take you out one at a time. Since you're up front with him, Grimshaw, where are you at?
I think Grimshaw is, you know, he said, I think it was before we got into the mine, that, you know, their tactics are evolving, they're becoming less predictable. So the fact that they've kind of moved from a strategy of, just attack whoever's in front of you to focusing down on enemy, I don't know if this speaks to internal communication about us, because clearly based on, assassins sent to kill us, and, you know, I think they're somewhere else, we're like, they're here or something like that. I think we're becoming a named nuisance instead of, you know, an unknown threat, you know, like who's messing with our operations. Yeah. Like, I think that, like, you know, there are wanted posters in the break rooms with our faces on them and a reward.
So, kill these men.
Yeah.
We kicked their asses out of a whole city.
We did. So I think that, you know, they are getting instruction and, you know, they're replaying. You know, maybe there are people who escaped that we didn't know about or something, or maybe they're just getting better instruction about focusing on a target instead of spreading out the damage. So Grimshaw is just having this realization, like, in combat while he's, you know, trying to do what he can to help keep Benson up, you know, sending the grace of Milani, raising his shield so that he is ready, you know, having his reactions primed. It's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. And, you know, Grimshaw sees Benson very hurt. He thinks to himself, Benson could go down any moment. And he is trying to plan what his move would be. And if you look to the southeast of Grimshaw, there's an argument to say that that is a choke point, that they could not get through on either side because of the way the wall is. It is close that it would be. There's an argument to me. That's all I'll say.
If it comes to that, we will discuss if that is a choke point one person wide. But
yeah.
Okay. Elkwood, Kezra, you guys have been in the back. This is the usual formation here. If it comes to the worst, what are you guys thinking?
I mean, Kezra's in spell conservation mode. I know that I suspect there's some rough guys in here. So I'm trying not to burn down my biggest spells unless I absolutely need them. That's basically where Kezra is. If I wanted to end this fight in one round, I probably could, but...
don't there. Careful, don't break your arm jerking yourself off.
Oh man, I'm just an 11th level sorcerer.
God, my tank's only on his last leg.
What, you can only hit one person a couple times around with a map?
I've taken literally twice your health bar this fight.
Maybe you should die and be a wizard.
You know what? Hold up. Fuck you. I'll just say that.
No, okay. There you go.
Elk. How are you feeling? Because you can definitely slice and dice in combat, but
yeah, I mean, like, he was in the midst there for a moment, and I mean, like, he understands the issue right now, and like, if he needs to, like, he could technically frontline for a moment, at least to get Benson you know, so he can, like, Edward 40 hands the potions as much as possible. You're just like, hey, man. But, I mean, it definitely does suck just because we're in, like, a condensed area. But, I mean, like, we're not out of it just yet. If we can, like, he's thinking that he's seen Benson, like, hurt a lot because that's what he does. He's just not to be more tactful. Like, honestly, if we take out the bruiser, I think that's the main case, and that's what he's isolating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bruiser is the one that can do so much damn damage. I mean, the other ones can still dish out, but the bruiser needs to go. So
yeah,
he's going to be isolating that.
All right. Well, let's get back into combat. We ended the episode on the Scarlet Tribe bruiser's turn. So that was Scarlet Tribe bruiser number 2. He's still feeling pretty healthy, but without his buddy next to him, he repositioned to be surrounded by the dwarves.
Surrounded by the dwarves.
So, yes. It's like the worst version of The Hobbit.
I was about to say something.
Or the
best
version.
It's The Hobbit, where Bilbo Baggins goes and becomes a slaver.
Something tells me that that guy's not a hobbit.
This is what Bilbo actually did with all the gold he got from Smaug's. Smaug's castle. He left this out of his story.
When Frodo's reading it, he's like, yeah, there's like a few years you just don't talk about stuff. Oh, don't worry.
Read it to his kids, like, oh, yeah, well, we'll skip a couple pages.
He's like, this page looks like it's ripped out. Don't worry. I spelled something.
Don't tell him what happened. You know what? Let's just forget about it. It's my 11th birthday. All right, so going down the list of the Scarlet Triad thugs, they're obviously going to be throwing more javelins. So take out javelin, throw it. So the, I don't think you're going to get cover from the, you're going to get cover from this first guy.
The only guy, dead guy? Cool.
No. The first dwarf that's throwing it is going to be this one, kind of going,
fair enough,
going clockwise.
Fair enough.
The guy at the top, the last one, Scarlet Triad Thug number 6, there'll be no cover on him because it's pretty straight shot there. But everybody else you do have cover against. First guy, this is with
just
cover.
Real quick, does Grimshaw, you don't have that thing where it's like an aura of plus AC, do you?
No, I don't get any auras that boost AC. I think that's another
was just hoping.
That's all shield stuff, so. Alright. So first he threw one, drew it. So I guess he could try to throw twice, but so the first one is a 30 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. And then he will draw out another javelin, and I think he'll wait. I think he'll hold the javelin there.
Thanks, guys.
Next one, Scarlet Triad Thug number 2. Throwing a javelin. Natural 1.
Hey! Ooh,
there we go.
There you go, Kelly.
My luck went the other way this episode.
That's good. Head rush. So yeah, and then you spun yourself around, you move too quickly, you're sickened too.
Oh,
whoa. My God.
Whoa.
That's
pretty fucking bad.
Overexerted yourself there.
Have you ever thrown a javelin so hard you make yourself sick?
Make yourself vomit?
Oh, God.
He just kind of keeps
maybe
spinning.
Only when
that's
I made the Olympic team. I don't know.
Okay. That is that. He will draw out, and then I think he'll use his last act. He'll draw another javelin, and then he'll use his last action to try to get rid of second. Is it just the four? It's just fortitude, right? Fortitude save?
I believe to reduce the second?
Yeah, to reduce second.
Yeah, it would be against Benson's AC, I guess.
Okay.
Or his class DC.
His class DC. Okay.
What is class DC again?
Don't worry, I failed. It was a 21. okay. Next one is going to be Scarlet Tri's Thug number 3. That's the guy in the middle.
I never liked that guy. He was always in the middle.
Yeah, Fuki number 3. 29, that is a miss.
Mm-hmm.
He will draw. Scarlet Tri's Thug number 4, this is the guy that was in the back, so he will draw a javelin, walk up, and then throw it at you. So you will get some cover because of the wall there, because he's kind of throwing it between his buddy and the stone wall.
He's got that weird angle.
Yeah, it's a really weird angle. There's not a crossbow either, so. Another 29. Hitting just a little too short.
Hey, this is okay. They're going to run out of javelins.
They will. They will.
And
in
then
the next
we just
six
pick
turns,
them up.
At least.
We pick them up and then we throw them.
He just keeps throwing it back and forth.
The most effective play. Use of two champions' abilities are to throw javelins. From a distance.
One can throw, the other can rot, and he's dead. Find out which.
In today's episode, Thug number 5. 36.
Band name.
36. So I believe that one would be a hit.
I don't have.
Okay. There's going to be no pack attack because he does not have any friends near you. So it's just straight regular damage.
He didn't have
damage.
Any friends.
16 points of piercing.
Okay, that hurts.
And then the last guy, this is the one that is, you do not, you don't get cover from this last guy.
Okay.
Natural one.
Yes! Wow, okay, you had an app of all nat 20s. Now it is time to pay the piper.
Yeah, I want to go back to the last episode. Can we do that?
No.
Nope. No.
I don't want to, Jake. I don't want to.
So aim carefully next time.
Okay.
Until the end of your next turn, your right. attacks require an extra action to use.
Whoa.
Oh, interesting.
Damn.
Okay, all right. All right, so then...
like slowed then.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean,
if you want to attack, you have to use two actions.
All right, I will put a, so I can put something on him.
Yeah, so instead of like, you know, pull javelin, throw, pull javelin, it's javelin, throw.
Okay. I'm just trying to find a token to put on him. He's not frightened, but maybe, all right, you know what? If I put grabbed on though, that puts a lot of stuff on him.
Just put, like, doomed on there or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Doomed!
Or poisoned. Or dead. You could do that.
all right. And that was the last Scarlet Triad Zug's turn. Kezra.
All right. Kezra, seeing things get a little more dire, he will, instead of a second level Blazing Bolt, he will use three actions on a fourth level Blazing Bolt.
I thought you were going to be like, on a third level.
I have to use 1% of my power. I can end this in one round.
I would Blazing be able to bolt. Use a fourth level spell if I wasn't jacking it.
All right.
We're going to be very thankful when we have a whole, like, this whole same situation plus Giant, and then Kelly unleashes the Chain Lightning. But for now, this is too fun.
I remember this is a reflex save, reflex DC.
Yes.
So on the bruiser, I got a 36.
Okay. That's a hit.
Oh.
On the 28 on the thug above him.
A 28?
Yeah.
That is a hit.
And then the guy in the back north, this one... probably be a miss as a 24.
24 is just a hit, actually.
Yay!
Wow.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Nice. You targeted the reflex, so...
kind of I rolled very there, I similarly to last round, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, as
37
as long as you hit
damage this time to each right. of them.
Sorry, but what was the damage?
37.
37. That was really good.
Yeah, a little spicier.
Yeah.
Shadowy flames.
Okay. Those are going out, and that's all three actions, correct?
That's all three, yes.
Okay. Sir Benson.
Okay. Taking out a potion is an action, correct?
Yep.
That's a little annoying because I'm slowed.
You're stunned one,
so you've only got two actions.
Oh, see, you could only pull out and drink a potion. The moderate healing potion you have, 3d8 plus 10, is not nothing.
It's also HP. He needs HP, so.
Yeah.
So, Benson, blood is literally dripping from his body. But he looks up and he looks out at all of these thugs, the bruiser in front of him. And he genuinely looks sad. And he says, "I'm sorry. She made me your shepherd." And he drinks his potion. And he is about ready to run into the ranks of them, because none of these guys realize I still have a full spike shield.
Yep.
Oh,
true. Right. Yep.
I'm not fucking dead yet, motherfucker.
I completely forgot about that shield.
Yep.
Most people do.
Yeah.
Not John, though. Not Benson.
Never.
All right. We're at the top of the round. Round 9.
What'd you get for that healing, that 3d8
oh, yeah,
plus
yeah.
10?
Yeah, roll that.
3d8 plus 10. Well, a 4, 2, and a 6 plus 10.
4, 2, 6, 12, 22.
22, yeah. Not bad at all.
No, that's great. That is great.
So move on, because of the lame crit that made me slow.
I know. All right. Top of the round, Grimshaw.
Alright, top of the round. My boy is looking... He's not looking the best. Tactically, if I were to take a step forward... I'm not going to trigger reactions because it's a step.
Yep.
But would you consider me still blocking the hallway, or would they be able to kind of squeak between us?
So you want to move in front of the bruiser, or do you want to move like in front of the?
I would move just directly west,
directly
one
west.
Square west.
I mean, you're in that space. I would say that they would have to. If they, oh, you're thinking about if they try to get in between you guys.
Yeah. So if I was here, could you go directly south of me and then do like a northeast movement without having to tumble through or anything? Because I want to keep a solid line.
Right,
you know?
Right. I think you can be, and the only reason why I say that is because it says that you can't move through, but I don't think that going diagonal means moving through. I think that the whole like moving through thing means that like if you wanted to tumble through your square to get behind you, that
right.
would obviously
so he,
be
he
that.
So he wouldn't be tumbling through my square, he'd be going
right.
diagonal.
Yeah, yeah,
so there's
yeah, so
no...
He,
okay.
Yeah, he'd be
so
taking
I have to stay where I am.
Okay.
Which actually is not that big a deal. Some of these thugs have taken a good amount of damage. So like the one directly west of me, a couple spaces out.
Yes.
I think he looks pretty messed up, if I remember correctly.
He looks the most messed up out of all of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Grimshaw is feeling emboldened, is just going to reach out his hand, and he's gonna call out to the thug directly across. "Keep your distance. You'll just fall faster." And he manipulates the void, and I need that thug to make a fortitude save as his very life essence is being
fortitude save
etched away.
Okay.
fortitude save.
Damn, man, that just sounds mean.
There's a 37.
What?
But, yeah, they're dwarves.
He looks at you and goes, fuck off.
I mean, you're still going to take damage.
Drinking a whiskey.
Thankfully, that is not a crit, but you'll take half.
All right.
Void warp. Oh, man. That's
a 37 isn't a crit?
No.
What's your spell DC?
My spell DC is 29, brother.
How?
How? I built this character well.
He's a fucking champion, dude.
How's your expert? How's your spell proficiency expert?
It just is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Did that come with latest?
Like, that's my spell, because that's my spell DC.
It says expert proficiency for this cantrip. It's based off of my charisma. Proficiency's 15.
Yeah.
Plus 10.
But where'd you get the expert part?
I don't know.
Where to get the expert part?
How does a champion gain access to expert spellcasting?
I mean, I can only think because they only get access to the focus spells, that's why they give them that, but...
I guess.
Yeah.
That's true, because I am expert proficiency in my focus pool.
I don't know, I built this character while I was playing Call of Duty.
It might be...
Listen to this.
They changed it in 2E, where that your spell proficiency doesn't change based on where you get access to spells. So that's what happened.
Level 9, I got champion expertise. Prayers strengthen your divine power.
That's a huge buff for non-casters.
Yeah, it is. Your proficiency ranks for your champion class DC, spell attack modifier, and spell DC increase to expert.
There it is.
Okay. Awesome. Right in the rules.
All right.
Let me count some ones so you can take like 3 damage or something.
And he had 3 damage. Help up.
You took 5 points of void damage.
Whoa! Take that.
Cool. Yeah, take that.
Facts and logic don't care about the health points.
And I hunker down and raise my shield.
Raising a shield. Alright, Elkwood.
Okay. See, a bitch of it is because I want Vemir to get in there, but I don't want to because that'll be blocking pretty much everybody. And the ceilings you said are like, what, 15 feet or less?
I would say they're like max 15 feet. Obviously, when you get into hallways, it's going to be a little bit tighter than that, too.
Yeah.
Even giants walk through these.
Well, they walk through them, but like Vemir can fly, but it's like he can't really fly through here.
He's just got to do the awkward bird hop.
Yeah. Also, he's like an albatross. He's got to take. He's got to have
Because
whole strip.
I'll leave him here for the moment, just in case anyone starts trying to get through people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
He can at least do that. But in the meantime, I can't remember now. I'm trying to remember if I hunted prey on this guy already.
I believe you did.
Yeah, you did. You spent like the last action of one turn doing that.
Yeah, yep. That's why I did. Transition that. So what he's going to do, his first action is that he's going to take a 2-action shot on him.
All right.
Take him out.
You're finished, Jake. I'm sorry. You just did. I'm just he's going to die.
He said he's still healthy. So unfortunately, I won't be able to take him out. So
be a little more positive, Mark.
I mean, I got a plus 24 to this hit, so I'm
incredible. It's such a good hit.
I mean, the plus 2 damage thing is fantastic. I mean, the plus 2 to hit is fantastic.
Yeah,
that is a solid hit. It's probably not. It's not a crit though. It's 18 on die. For 42, the hit.
For a 42 is exactly a crit.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah!
It is exactly
because
a crit.
Like, for a moment, because yes. I was like, 18 on the die, and then plus 22, which is 40, then a plus 2 for Hunter's Aim, which adds it there.
I mean, usually there'd be cover and stuff like that, but your Hunter's Aim gets rid of all that stuff, yeah.
Best things they did were ignore soft cover, because I was like, oh... damn, that sucks. Okay, crit damage.
You're a fucking monster, Mark.
Dude, right behind Benson's head. Just sees this arrow just shoot out. Oh, dice roller, go. Oh my god.
That's not legal. I shouldn't say how much I rolled right there.
Well, the best thing is like I get the two extra D8, so I'm 2D8 plus, so it's 4D8 plus 2D6, and then deadly on top of that. Yeah, that's up so quick.
Yep.
So that's a 5. Oh, so D8 is a 5, an 8, a 2, and a 1, but then a 6 and a 4 on the other D6s, and an 8 on the deadly.
Oh, nice.
So that is 68 points of damage.
68 holy points shit. Of damage.
Holy to shit. The bruiser. And yes, I was about to say, bruiser is going to be dealing with flaming.
Yes, the burn.
Yeah, so he gets an additional 1d10 persistent fire damage.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
And the shock damage, which on a crit hit, the electricity arcs to up to two other creatures of your choice within 10 feet. So he's going to choose this guy.
Okay.
That's not looking good. And what's the other sickened? Like, you said there was an armor.
Yeah, there's one over here that's sickened. He's sickened too, but I don't think you can see him.
Okay, well then I'll just do this guy.
Okay. Alright, so just I can see two him. Guys to the north. And so how much electricity damage was it?
Let me bring that, because it was either, I think it was, yeah, hold on.
Like a 6 and a 4 or something?
Well, I have the history set up for this.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a 4, so 4 shock damage.
4 shock damage to both. Okay.
Okay, I was just double checking to make sure. Well, on a crit hit, the electricity arcs an equal amount of the electricity damage of the two other creatures, so that means it would be doubled, so it'd be 8. I'm assuming. Because if it was a 4 on the D6, crit damage.
Right.
So it would be 8 damage to
8 damage those two guys. Alright, I'll do another 4.
Sick.
That's all I was thinking. I was like, God, that seems really low. For like,
I mean, getting splashed at all off of a.
Oh, yeah,
not expecting it was good, but yeah, that's even better.
Oh, yeah. But at the same time, I'm like, it's, you know, on the crit, it's like, oh, do 4 damage around him. No, I want more.
Yeah, I got
give
you.
Me more. So that is 2 actions for that. And this guy here, you said he's looking pretty rough right now.
Yeah. He's looking the worst out of all of them. I can say that.
It's the thing when you say, oh, he's not looking good. And then you hit him. He's like, oh, he's not looking good. And you keep doing that bullshit again.
He's not looking good, which means he has at least 80 health points.
He's bloodied. How about that?
I hate that word. Because he's like bloodied. I'm like, so that means he's doing bad. Yeah, okay. You hit him for like 60 damage. Nah, he's still
alive.
Kicking.
Yeah, he's still good.
He's still
alive.
Like,
well, I hate the word bloodied so much.
If he's using the D&D 40 version of bloodied, that means he's under half health.
Shut up, Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm serious. That was that was something in D&D 4E. I use that in my home game.
Yeah.
It's actually
fun. It's a good way to add some flavor to like what their hit points are.
I just want
to
be like, shut up, nerd.
Okay. So third action. Let's see who's right after me. Oh god, it's all of them.
Yeah,
it's everybody.
So third action, he's just going to fire at the sickly looking one because he has negatives. So
okay.
Man, that
is
was
that the with, thug to the north.
Yeah,
the bruiser.
The
thug to the north.
The thug to the north.
All right. So yeah. So he's his negative is to his hit.
Okay. So would 26 hit?
A 26 would not hit, actually.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. What a 27.
Don't play that game.
Hold on a second.
What?
Hold on a second there, Mark.
Well, I'm also...
what about your hunter's arrowhead?
Oh.
You can activate it to get a +2 to a shot that would otherwise miss.
I keep forgetting about that.
You guys have so much stuff, it's hard to remember
it
all.
We're
kind of
like
loaded up with shit.
Well, do you want to use the arrowhead?
Let's see.
Jake's already being like, and it still misses.
Well, this says you gain a +2 circumstance to your bonus attack roll, possibly turning a miss into a hit.
Yeah.
So it would be... See, the problem is I'm actually, since he's not my hunted prey, I'm firing through people. That would make it a 24, and then a Hunter's Herald would turn it back to a 26. So if it was a miss, so, then no.
God damn it, Mark, you're using facts and logic.
I know.
Using facts and logics to destroy Tim's cheery nature.
To destroy Tim's joy in life generally.
Just save it for another day, I guess.
But the power of friendship.
The power of friendship.
I didn't think about that part.
Wait, that's right. The power of friendship. I think that adds like a +3 status bonus.
It sure does, yeah. It defeats all odds, in fact. All right,
then Bruiser has to take an action to remove his ship.
Yes. So the Scarlet Triad of Bruiser number 2. He is going to use an action to try to like put the fire out. So there's like part of his like leather armor or something is like on fire. So he's like patting it out, just like. So he'll take an action for that. He
flips the ball free action.
I want to take a step back, but you guys have not stepped up.
Yeah. Why the fuck would that? We?
I see we're at an impasse.
We're coming
here.
Into your house. If you want to leave, we'll just stay here for 10 minutes and then we'll start buffing up. And then you have a real problem.
I think he is going to tell his men to back up them.
Whoa.
Wait, this guy doesn't have reach?
No, it's just a great club. It's not like a,
super great club.
Super great club.
Yeah.
Was it just the boss guy we fought in that town that had reach?
I don't think he had reach.
He
didn't have reach.
He definitely did.
His thing was shoving you guys off the roof. That was his whole shtick. But okay.
Okay.
So he's gonna tell them all to back up.
Fall back.
And then they will all fall back, like good little boys.
Excuse you, Jake. Did he remove the arrow that's pinning him down?
Ooh. Oh, so another action to do that.
Yeah.
Then yes, he does.
You have to roll for that, Jake.
I mean, unless he, even if he crit fails.
Yeah, it's he could crit fail.
He has to beat a 10.
Yeah, but if it's a nat 1,
it wasn't.
Honestly, this is like the one roll I'm just like, yeah, give it to him. I don't
care. Yeah, just give it to him.
One day it'll be a nat one. One day we'll do the math, and then one day Jake will be stuck.
Hey, Jake, what's his save? Like +22? So yeah, he immediately just...
You're almost there. So the thugs will, like I said, they will fall in line, like the good little boys they are.
What about the D10 of fire damage?
I will do that at the end.
Okay.
I'm just moving early because that's not.
Oh, they're all moving as a group anyway.
Yeah. They're all moving as a group. So, and then I guess they'll go there. Okay. So they're sort of they have like a formation here where it's Bruiser in the middle, and then three dwarves on either side.
Bruiser in the middle. We got the Bruiser in the middle.
So that is that. Go ahead and let's do that D10.
Yeah, D10 of damage.
And I'll roll the flat check.
Blah, 2 points.
Because he was patting himself out, that helped because he rolled a 13.
Damn it, lowers it by 5 that easily.
So he takes the 2, but that is now gone. Right. Kezzer.
What to do?
They're out of sight and out of mind, so you forget about them.
Yeah.
Guys, they left.
I'll spin a win.
Would it be really funny if a high level character just didn't have very good like object permanence? Just like so, whenever like something hit.
So like Kezra.
They're gone. Oh, man.
I joke.
All right, Kezra is going to. He's going to cast Blazing Dive.
There we go. All right.
And he will land to the north of this one. So I think the only guy out of range will be this dude. Because it's a 10-foot emanation, right? So 15, 10.
Okay, 10, so okay, everybody else will be within 10. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right, so you're moving to the west side of the formation here. So
yeah. Oh, this guy's here too.
Yes. Yeah, now you can see the formation properly.
I guess no matter what, I'm going to miss two people, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so
that would miss two.
Choose whichever one you want.
I'll stick with where I was. So
right. That makes more sense, because where you were, that's what you could see anyway. So
you really got that, Kelly?
Yeah. So everybody rolls reflex saves.
Okay.
No, it's fine. He can end this round.
That's right. This is his combat ending move.
Yeah. You don't understand. He's collapsing the cable. Then.
All right, so I'm going left to right and then top to bottom. So reflex save on the very first one. There's going to be a 21, so that's a fail.
Yep.
Second one, he gets a 33.
Regular success.
Okay. Bottom left, 29.
That succeeds.
Succeeds, okay. Bottom, 31.
Succeed, man, you're rolling well.
I know, yeah, I'm rolling way too well for these thugs. And then the last guy that's getting affected by this is the bruiser in line here, 34.
Alright, so regular success. Jeez, you rolled really well.
So I really
one
did.
One failure and then a bunch of half damage.
Yeah, so what's the full damage? Because the first guy's taking that, the rest of them are going to take half.
It will be only 22 damage. I didn't roll very well.
Okay. So 22 there and then 11 across the other guys.
So he blows up in there and then he's going to move back up into this hallway. Or I'll move closer to Benson. So I'm back. So I back up into the front of the entryway where they were standing, where they retreated from.
You would take this. Oh shit, there's a lot of guys in here.
Not that dumb.
Alright. After that, Sir Benson Black.
What was that bottled lightning I had, Tim?
Oh yeah, I think it's the lesser bottled lightning. Let me see about the range.
You sure it wasn't a major?
I think it was a legendary bottle of lightning.
Where's that nuclear power bottle of lightning?
I mean, why don't you take another potion?
Yes, sir, you do have elixirs of life.
Yeah. I mean, we're going ham here, right?
Yeah, at the same time, get you in tip-top, is it, or at least a decent amount. I'm just worried about...
Okay, all I'm saying... Kezra's too far from you, because Kezra has a couple in his pocket. I was like, if you were right next to him, you could snag one and then get in there, but...
Snag one what?
A potion, but, I mean, it's so costly. Like, that'd be your whole turn. Move to Kezra, pull out his potion, drink it, that's your whole turn. I don't know if you want to do that or not.
Well, my entire contribution to this fight so far has been my fucking health bar, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you've been blocking so much damage at this point.
Yeah. Can I down two potions and take one action, grab two, and chug them both? Is that out of the question?
Sure.
I don't see why not. Because it's still an action to drink one, but, I mean...
Yeah.
I could double fist them. Single fist double them.
Right. Yeah, I would say so. It would make sense to you.
Just to clarify, Jake, you're saying three actions to drink two potions. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if I want to commit to that, though. That sounds like something players would use against me.
Jake, we do not have enough potions to ever use that against you.
When do we buy potions, Jake? Come on, we never buy potions.
We forget.
But now you'll remember. I know how this works.
A mound of gold and not a single potion bought.
Oh yes, we would have bought potions from the town with two bars and nothing else.
The two bars.
There was literally an alchemist there.
That's true. There was.
Oh, when yeah, I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
The educated turnip. Is
the educated turnip. It was run by an alchemist. Anyway. No, according to the rules, it is one action to grab an item and one action to use the item. So you could take out two and drink one of them. And then you could have the other one in your hand ready. But
that is really bad for us. I can't engage. Like, if I engage, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
What about your spike shield or something, right?
I've got spike shield, but that's not something to... If it was one guy, yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
There's fucking six of them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you wanted to just take a round, like Jake said, like, you pull out one potion, you drink it, you pull out another potion.
Yeah.
And then I get in the fray, I'll keep aggroing them.
Oh, yeah, we can aggro at this point just because they retreated weirdly enough.
Also, like, they're kind of opening it up so that we can get Vermeer in this fight, potentially. That'd be fun.
No, we're not getting Vermeer in this fight.
Bring him in here.
They
literally have to crawl over us.
Well, I mean, not if we're moving, if we're advancing on them. Like, they're literally retreating, so...
Yeah, either way.
Sure, okay, fine. I will take a potion, drink it, and hand another potion.
All right. So elixir of life, lesser. Wow, that's more than I thought. That's actually pretty good. It's 3d6 plus 6.
Sick. That's way better than I thought.
That's great.
Is that a remaster elixir, or is that the?
I just think the minor. I forgot there's a stage below it called minor.
Oh.
That's only 1d6.
This is a
lesser.
Of,
yeah. So you get 3d6 plus 6, my guy.
There we go. That was a 6, 2, and a 5.
Wow.
Look at that.
Nice.
That's your good number.
13 plus 6, 19 points of healing.
Yeah, well, I need every single fucking bit of that.
Yeah. Every little bit.
And you got one in the chamber, basically.
And I have a potion in my hand.
There we go. After Benson's turn, it comes to top of round 10 with Grimshaw.
All right. Does Grimshaw want to get himself killed? Perhaps I do.
To be or not to be?
To die or not to die?
Oh, that's what that quote means.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's thinking of killing himself.
To be or not to be. Yes.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yes.
Yes.
I did not know that till just now.
I thought he was talking about bees.
Bees. To exist or not to exist.
Yes. It'd be really funny if the original translation from Shakespeare was two E's.
I love to think the guy that initially wrote it down was like, what?
What you mean? Doing? No. You don't mean that.
So I'm going to dash across the battlefield.
Oh.
And I can take all the movement I want, you know. I'm placing myself here, but I'm not incurring anything.
You get a swagger on over there?
Yeah, swagger on over there.
Walking over like a hot dick.
Why would you hit my friend and not me?
Rolling my chonk d20 from Greenleaf Geek. Which, right. Sorry, y'all can't get their stuff anymore. So if you want this, you can pay me $1,000 and maybe I'll sell it to you. Maybe. But probably not.
Right. Did you get the silicone mat to roll it on yet?
I'm rolling it on my, mouse pad.
Right.
It
okay.
significantly right. dampened the sound.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
I apologize to the listeners who probably felt like they were being attacked every time I rolled last
fun
episode.
Fact, it was not actually a 50 caliber rifle going off next to Tim. It was actually a dice.
Just a d20. Hey, this dice rolls well because it's a Greenleaf Geek dice. Sorry, you can't get it. That's a 35.
That is a 35 to hit this guy. That is going to. That is a hit.
Yes, it is. I already knew it was a hit because the Morningstar Milani doesn't miss,
except every other time.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Let's humble him before his ego gets too big.
That is 17 points of damage.
Alright. He's not feeling good.
Alright. I don't care that he's not feeling good. I am going to
have some empathy, maybe?
I'm going to back up.
Alright.
Let's have some empathy on the slavers.
Yeah, zero empathy. Grimshaw feels nothing. Maybe
all right.
A little bit of joy, actually, from inflicting, you know, wounds on these.
You kill when you're like, this feels great, actually.
Yeah, it does.
It's awesome. I should do this more often.
You know, like the endorphins you get from a great workout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yep. Good day's work.
All right, Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood is going to move up here. So he gets in. He's like, oh, there's everyone. Thought you could get away. He's just going to do one action to get up there, two actions for Hunter's Aim. Because he's firing through. One, two, three. Like, at least two people at this point. Oh, 36.
36, and who's this going against? The Bruiser?
Yeah.
That is going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit on the Bruiser.
Yeah, I figured just a hit.
Yep.
It's like massive. Damage. Let's go. 31 points of damage.
Ooh! And oh, boy. So... Mark, please describe your kill.
Wait, what?
Let's go.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That's remember, you needed. Crit that's him last we time.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, like, I thought he had, like, 180-something health.
You brought him down to 30 HP with that last hit, so...
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, again, it's what he likes doing. He likes sniping kills. But, yeah, like, he runs up, passes Benson as Benson is bleeding out, and knows we need to start, like, knocking this guy. And it was just a hit. Just boom. Goes right past Grimshaw's head. Goes right past this guy. And then nails him like right in the heart.
It's like the first time you hit a quick scope in Call of Duty.
Holy shit!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I was thinking if you ever played the game Sniper Elite.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I've seen a million clips. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like that. You just follow the trajectory of the arrow as it's going through and it just hits
him. I mean, if I don't know how many of us have played Fallout, but when you get, like, the,
Vats.
Yeah, the Vats kill.
Yeah, the Vats
kill. You can so see good. The bullet, like, travel for, like, a whole minute.
I feel like he, like, runs past Benson just bleeding out on the ground, and Benson's like, hold on, I got him.
Just trying to crawl over.
Heal up!
Yeah. All right.
The fight's not done yet.
Yes. All right, is that the... Do you have one more action?
No, that was it.
That was it. Okay.
I went up and then two actions. I said, like, that's the thing. It's the two action thing. I kind of want to do more, but
mm-hmm.
I kind of like having that boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the thugs' turns. The thugs look at the dead Bruiser now, and they're like, they killed Giuseppe! And they're going to all...
Not Giuseppe!
Swarm over you guys.
Giuseppe. This is, honestly, this is the best case scenario.
I thought
they'd run away like cowards.
No, they did that first.
No, they just swarm us and beat us with maces.
Now you all can die before us instead of us chasing you like cowards.
So the
best
Scarlet Triad,
scenario, let's be honest.
Scarlet Triad thug number one, he is going to... I think he wants to go...
That really loved Giuseppe.
Yeah. Yeah, a little behind the scenes, he would rock each of them to sleep at night.
That's so sweet.
He raised Giuseppe.
I'm still not sad
sweet,
he's dead.
Tight knit group of slavers.
It's always the camaraderie.
Rock
of such vile people.
funny enough, it says the Bruiser keeps the thugs in line with shouted commands. So, it didn't happen at all.
Hey, that's why I was clear-cutting again.
But I do want you to think about a Bruiser rocking dwarves to sleep. It's very cute.
He yells at them to sleep.
People are profit.
He is going to go up and stand directly in between.
Okay, come on, really?
What?
No.
There's a wall there, Jake. There is a cavernous wall.
No, you can move there.
Alright. You can move there. It's diagonal. Right.
Yeah,
no,
it's
fine.
That's what I'm saying about the diagonal.
Just let him keep kicking me in the dick.
No, see, here's the thing. Benson, if he attacks Benson, he's probably going to go after me, but then Retributive Strike.
Yeah, boom. Exactly.
Bensic can finally use his
retribution. He is kind of in a fuck blender if he attacks anybody other than me.
So he's going to go up and he will strike Bensic.
Oh my god. Why?
How would you say such a thing? Because he's there. First attack, miss. Second attack, 32, which is also a miss.
Yeah, it is a miss.
Wow.
He goes up and attacks the well armored knight, ignoring the barbarian sorcerer.
Right. And the person that just killed his boss. Yeah.
The thug number two is the one who's sickened, so he's going to try to spend one action to retch. Didn't he spin? Isn't that how he got that? He was
He overexerted himself throwing that javelin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see if he can get out of that. Nope. Doesn't get unsickened. In which case, he will go up and he will just try to flank and attack Grimshaw. And a miss with a 29.
Yes. Wow, if you weren't sickened, that would have been a hit.
He's trying. He's over there just
if
like
he wasn't sickened,
in his head.
That wouldn't be a hit for me.
I know. Thug number three. He is going to go up and I think he's going to go up to Kezra this time. He's going to go up try to. All
right, you don't attack Spellgold. Now we're
going to I was really hoping Jake would be like, and he's going to try to tumble through to attack Benson.
a dwarf tumbling
he's
is just...
He's going to tumble through two other PCs to get to Benson.
According to Jake's rules, he could go directly south of Grimshaw, go northeast through his ally square, and then get next to Benson and Elwood.
Really slide in between all that.
Fancy velvet, top hat, and make you guys call me Spell Daddy.
By the way, that is the name of this episode. Spell
Daddy. It's literally said five fucking words this episode.
this is a 35 day GK, sir.
Yeah, it's...
Okay. You are within reach of two allies, so this is going to be Pack. A little extra deed on top for 28 points of bludgeoning damage.
You
have
that, Tim? I'll go ahead and I'll do a what do you call it? Morningstar Milani liberation step.
What add names to the liberation Edwards?
Yeah, he just forgot. He wasn't feeling Milani. All right.
I've been feeling a little distant lately. 6 seconds ago, we were really tight, and...
I'll do a... Fuck! Random strike!
So that is... So you get the... what do you call it? I'm sorry. You get 13 points of damage reduction.
Yep.
And now, Elkwood, Benson, and I can all take a step.
Oh, actually, that would be a step. Spicy.
So if we want to, advance on them,
that might be the move.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay, hold on though, because
what?
I'm flanking. Me and you are flanking with one right now. If we do that,
Yeah, that is true.
That's true.
I don't know if Elk would wanted to get a free step because
step.
Yeah, because you could step to the west because that one's already went, and then next turn you don't have to spend an action. You're quick drawing. You don't have to spend an action to step to them. You can just start slicing.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just going to stay right here though, just because at this point we're just trying to kill each of these.
Let's go in initiative. So Elkwood, are you moving?
No.
Okay, Kezra, you got the move, and then Benson.
No, not moving.
Nobody's moving. So just damage reduction, still pretty good for Kezra. So that was.
Are you doing retributive strike, Benson, or no?
I wasn't in range. I don't think
he's in
range.
He could
get the damage reduction, but he couldn't get the strike.
Which one
off?
Attacked?
Oh, we could get the strikes off. That we could all get the strikes.
This guy appeared.
No, I'm pretty sure it has to be if I strike.
What?
All right, time out. Let's look this shit up. Don't make our listeners listen to this shit.
All right, we have conferred
We've conferred with the rules of Pathfinder.
We've looked over the ancient tombs. The archives of Nethys.
And we determined that Benson does not have to strike. We just have to be in his aura in order for us to get the minus five strike, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's actually kind of correct.
Take it away, Benson.
I will use my retributive strike. And
all right.
So
both get another, your ability
to attack. And I take no, another and I take, 13.
I take no damage.
Off of that.
13 off of that, yes.
Yeah.
That's what Kezra wants. He's just, I just
garbage.
I just want the damage reduction.
This is going to be a close one. 28 to hit.
28, that is a hit.
Okay, good. You guys gotta stop rolling like shit on my retributive strikes. Like, seriously.
This is my first one.
Hey,
this is
my first one. I'm 2-for-2 this fight.
That's true. And remember, it is at the minus five, so like, you do have to roll better, but that's the thing. That's why it's not completely cracked.
I expect everyone else to put out. I'm good.
14 points of piercing damage.
And free damage and free damage reduction. Great ability.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah. Alright. So that was thug number 3. Thug number 4.
Don't attack Spell Daddy.
Now I want to.
Scarlet Triad thug number 4 is going to...
I'm seeing a great straight line, Kezra. I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
He's going to go up and he's going to move in between... he's going to move in between kind of a lot of people here, but he's pretty much in the middle of everybody. And he will attack Spell Daddy.
No.
How dare you?
Bring it on.
Natural 20.
God, yeah. We're supposed to do
sucks.
That.
Is it a club? Bludgeoning or sword? What's he doing?
It is a flail, so he is bludgeoning.
Flail. You smash my foot! The target is flat-footed until the end of his next turn.
Oh, neat.
So,
regular damage or critical damage?
It's critical damage.
Okay. No pack attack here, because you're not within 2. Isn't that what that is? Pack attacks is within reach of at least 2 of the thug's allies. Okay. And I remember from a while ago, you don't include yourself in ally. It has to be like
every other ally.
Yeah, that's what we learned with Benson and his lay on hands, is that a +2 to AC is only good, only happens if he uses it on a friend. And his maximum damage for 48 points of bludgeoning damage, Sir Kessler.
Wow, you really crushed the shit out of my foot there.
I mean, like a Tom and Jerry ass injury.
His foot comic leaves.
It's like, it's like the pulsating red. Blump, blump, blump.
Yeah. Alright. That was one action to move, so he'll do another action to try and. I think I'll try to trip you. I think I'll try to do a trip. 29.
That's exactly my reflex DC.
All right.
That's with the minus five, or is that a different guy?
With the minus five.
Minus five.
These guys are still bad.
Yep.
I am prone. That sucks. But I'm already off guard, so.
I know. So not a huge negative, but it's going to be taking away actions for you to get up and stuff. Thug number 5. He is going to. I think he's going to go up, and I think he's going to flank Grimshaw with the guy that just moved up and hit Kezra.
Oh, wow. I'm almost hemmed in on every side.
Almost.
Man.
Just wait for the next guy's turn. All right.
And Elk is right there. Just tries to leave, pushes him back.
First flail attack. Actually, you know what? He's going to try to trip you. So he goes up with the flail and swings to your feet. Natural one.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't you, like, get yourself tripped or something?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I think you fall prone.
Yeah, I think you
fall prone. Critically failed a trip check using the weapon. You can drop the weapon to take the effects of a failure instead of critical failure. Oh, wait. No, that's just... If you fail a check to trip using the weapon, you can drop the weapon.
Yeah, so your normal trip critical fail is you lose balance and fall prone. If you're using the weapon as a trip trait, you can drop the weapon instead.
Okay, so he'll drop the weapon and then pick up the weapon.
Okay, so move.
That's his whole turn.
Move, yep. Trip, drop, pick up. Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Whole turn.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. So Scarlet tries thug number six. So this is a guy. He had that one thing on, but that is not the case anymore. So he can attack freely. So he will take a little 10-foot step.
Someone screenshot that. No.
Right.
Look who's in the center.
He is going to try and trip you.
Come on, that one. Let's see another.
32.
Yeah.
Okay.
With your shield up, they get you? I mean, it's a trip. It's a good time.
It's a trip. It's not a... Yeah. And then he will try to attack you on the ground.
That's great.
Natural one.
Thank God.
Oh, my God, Jake.
Sweet.
I stand up to get my dinner prepared, and all of a sudden, Tim's surrounded by eight dwarves.
Yeah.
He wanted this.
All right, nothing happens. It says, wrong end. If you're using a slashing weapon, you take 1d6 slashing damage and 1 persistent bleed damage. But you're using a flail.
How about he just deals himself 80 damage?
There we go.
That's, that works.
That's shitty...
Easy. Jake, what do you think?
Shitty girl.
Let me ask the dwarf.
Dang it. He's a biased party, Jake. I'm actually, I legit got up to fix something for our dinner and came back, and I'm very worried right now.
Yeah, so let's explain the situation here. As after the bruiser died, these thugs ran in and swarmed you guys, and they are, in between you guys. Grimshaw is surrounded on all sides except two. One of them being a wall, and the other one being Elkwood. Kezra has been knocked down, and Benson is in the worst place that he wants to be. And I will see you guys next week.
Oh man.
I really thought we could do it. I thought we could come
on. Yeah. Yeah, kill all these damaged spawns.
Yeah.